This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host this morning. The global markets have seen risk-off today. So US markets had a sharp cut of 1 to 2%. The Dow was down 0.8%. The S&P 500 lower 1.3%. And the Nasdaq retreating 2.3%. The Asian markets are on the back foot and the SGX Nifty is suggesting a lower start. In fact, yesterday as well, if you remember, markets did end in the red. We had started off trade higher, but then we witnessed minor profit booking and the sell-off accelerated in the last 1 hour of trade. The HDFC twins were the stocks where we saw maximum profit booking after the strong gains the prior day. FII buying and the DII buying was actually not significant. The FII bought 375 crore in cash, the lowest in the last 5 days. The DIIs bought 105 crore in the cash market. What led to the weakness in the global markets? It was aggressive and hawkish comments coming in from Federal Reserve Governor Lael Brainard, where in a press conference yesterday or in a webinar, she said she expects a combination of interest rate increases and a rapid balance sheet runoff to bring the US monetary policy to a more neutral position later this year. The street interpreted this as very hawkish, which is why we saw the US 10-year yields shooting up to levels of 2.56% before settling around that 2.54-2.55%. Today, the FOMC minutes will get released, so that will provide some more clarity. And back home for the Indian markets, will the RBI hike or will they not? We will have clarity on Friday when the RBI policy will take place. The two-day MPC committee will kickstart its meetings today. Let's talk about stocks which should be on your radar. Adani Transmission, Adani Green, Adani Enterprises. Their board meeting is scheduled on the 8th, that's a Friday, to consider fundraise. Tata Steel's sales volume numbers are out for India. It's looking good. It's up 10%. The India sales volume is up 10% on a year-on-year basis. Marico has given a pre-quarter update. The consumption trends remain weak amidst rural weakness and inflation in global commodities. They see the India business revenues to be in low single digits this quarter. Bandhan Bank pre-quarter update suggests a sharp uptick in disbursements and collections. Their advances have gone up by 16.5% on a year-on-year basis. And keep your eye on Interglobe Aviation because Rakesh Gangwal has roped in four iBankers and he's looking to sell 5 to 7% equity this year, according to Economic Times report. But CNBC TV 18 has not independently verified this news and cannot vouch for its authenticity. With that, I'm going to bid goodbye. Thank you for listening to this podcast. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. I am Reema Tendulkar. Stay with CNBC TV 18 for more news and updates.